Coming up on KUCB News, lawmakers may boost funding for Alaska's public schools, and the former CEO of Quintillion has been charged with fraud. Stay tuned.
Local News is sponsored by Alpha Welding and Boat Repair Incorporated, providing boat repairs and conversions in Unalaska Dutch Harbor for the last 25 years. Our professionals are trained to use heavy-duty equipment, including boom trucks, shears, brakes, a water jet cutting machine, and a punch machine. Our fully equipped metal fabrication welding shop and machine shop are located at 1149 East Broadway. Alpha Welding and Boat Repair can be reached at 581-1785 or 581-2666.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Laura Craigle with some local news on Monday, April 16th, 2018. A Superior Court judge has ordered a former city employee to serve 2 years of probation and pay $7,000 in restitution for stealing cash from Unalaska City Hall. Matapua Failoha originally faced multiple felony charges for siphoning almost $16,000 from the city's cash receipts while she worked as an accounting assistant in 2016 and 2017. She was facing up to 7 years in prison, but she cut a deal with state prosecutors last month and pleaded guilty to one count of second-degree felony theft. The Anchorage District Attorney's Office did not respond to requests for comment. According to court documents, Failoha told police that she, quote, needed the money to support her family and that she intended to pay it all back. Under her plea agreement, Failoha must report to a probation officer monthly and secure written permission before leaving the region or changing her residence and employment. The former chief executive of an Alaska company working on a massive fiber optic project has been charged with committing fraud while she led the business. Federal prosecutors say ex-Quintillion CEO Elizabeth Pierce duped New York-based firms into investing more than $250 million. The charge came down late last week, almost 3 years after Pierce told KUCB that the company would consider adding Unalaska to its network. APRN's Casey Grove has the story.
Headquartered in Anchorage, Quintillion and its subcontractors have laid hundreds of miles of fiber optic cable in the Arctic to connect northern Alaska communities to high-speed broadband. That system is part of a larger international project that will eventually link North America, Asia, and Europe. Laying the cable both undersea and on land has taken a lot of money. And according to criminal charges unsealed in New York, some of those investments were obtained through deception. That alleged trickery is at the heart of the criminal charges filed against 54-year-old Anchorage resident Elizabeth Pierce. The former Quintillion CEO, who was previously an executive at Alaska Communications, faces one count of wire fraud. A spokesperson for the U.S. Attorney in the Southern District of New York, where the charges were filed, refused to comment on the case. But according to a written statement from the U.S. Attorney, one of the companies buying bandwidth on the system tipped off the FBI, leading to an investigation. Quintillion Vice President of External Relations Christina Woolston says Quintillion also discovered the alleged fraud in 2017 and reported it to federal authorities.
Quintillion and its investors and board have been cooperating fully with the Department of Justice in its ongoing investigation since that time.
According to the charges, Pierce forged parts of contracts with telecommunications companies buying that future access to the bandwidth. The charges say the forgery led the investors to believe that their investments would generate hundreds of millions of dollars when, in fact, the system was worth far less. The charges say Pierce was under pressure to make Quintillion appear more valuable, to keep investments flowing in, at least at one point, so the company could finish laying undersea cable before the onset of winter in the Arctic. Pierce was CEO of Quintillion from when it formed in 2012 until resigning in August of 2017. That was for, quote, personal reasons, according to a company press release at the time. The alleged fraud occurred from May 2015 to July 2017. Woolston would not say whether Pierce's resignation was related to the allegations of fraud, and she brushed away questions about the possibility of negative impacts on future investments in Quintillion.
We are extremely disappointed in the situation, as you can imagine, but this remains a transformative project for Alaska, and our investors remain committed to the project.
While the allegations seem to indicate Quintillion benefited from the millions of dollars in investments, and there is no mention of Pierce herself benefiting financially, the company is not named in the charges. The charges also do not name any of the investors nor the five telecommunications companies that were alleged victims of fraud. According to a press release from federal prosecutors, Pierce surrendered to FBI agents and was arrested in New York after the charges were unsealed on Thursday. In Anchorage, I'm Casey Grove.
Senator Lisa Murkowski has reaffirmed her support for Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election, an investigation that has edged closer to President Donald Trump's inner circle.
I think it is so important, it is so imperative that this investigation be allowed to go forward, and it will take the course that it will take.
Murkowski spoke Friday at the annual Women in the World Conference in Manhattan. She was on stage with New York Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who supports a bill that would protect Mueller and his investigation if the president fires him. When the moderator asked Murkowski if she supports the bill too, the Alaska Republican did not commit.
Depending on what this actually, the legislation that Kirsten has just described, I think most would say is reasonable.
Murkowski also said it's unfortunate that the discussion of such a bill is needed.
The president should not be intervening with a firing of Mueller.
Two recent public opinion polls suggest that most Americans support the investigation. One found that nearly 70% don't think Trump should fire Mueller, although among Republicans, more than half say the investigation is unfair. Funding for Alaska schools is one of the largest remaining issues for the legislature this year. And as APRN's Andrew Kitchenman reports, the Senate and House majorities' plans are very different.
Both chambers passed bills focused on public education Saturday. The House bill would increase state aid to school districts by $100 per student into the future. Ketchikan Independent Representative Dan Ortez voted for the increase. He says the funds would head off larger class sizes.
It's very real and very impactful when you start talking about raising class sizes that reduce the opportunity for that individual connection to take place.
Districts across the state say teachers and other staff will be cut without the funding. Anchorage schools would lay off 100, Kodiak 16, Kenai Peninsula Borough 11. Bethel Democratic Representative Tiffany Zolkowski says the $100 increase would help make long-term school funding more stable.
I firmly believe that the boom and bust economy of Alaska should not translate into a boom and bust education system for our youth.
But House Minority Republicans opposed the added school funding. Anchorage Republican Jennifer Johnston says financial pressure encourages school districts to change.
I know it's a fine line between how much money you have and how much you can transform, but I do know you can't have transformation with a lot of money. We never do, never will.
The school spending plan included in the Senate bill is different. That bill would provide a one-time infusion of $30 million in 2020 only, while the House would add slightly more than $25 million every year beginning in the coming school year. But the Senate would only add the money if the legislature passes and Governor Bill Walker signs a law to draw from permanent fund earnings to pay for state government. Soldotna Republican Senator Peter Michicki notes the bill would also assure that the school budget for 2020 would be funded ahead of time.
This is about forward funding education, early funding this year, and forward funding education in the future, which will relieve an enormous amount of stress on our districts, on our teachers.
The fate of school funding could become tied to how the two chambers resolve their differences over the overall state budget. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
A representative from the Veterans of Foreign War Service is visiting Unalaska tomorrow. Island veterans can stop by the community center to ask questions and get help applying for VA entitlements, even if they're not members of the VFW. The Veterans Open House will run from 10 o'clock tomorrow morning until 3 in the afternoon. And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Laura Craigle, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org, and please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.